Welcome to Listen In. I'm Brian Gahan, and this podcast focuses on the stories that are buried deep inside all conversations. Be it the kind of conversation you have with someone whose life experience is full of interesting POVs and insights, or the kind of conversation you have inside your own head around your own life experiences. Today, in episode 8, I'm talking with two powerhouses in modern-day nutrition and healthy living, certified holistic nutritionist and best-selling author Joy McCarthy, who's the founder of Joyous Health, and revolutionary Canadian natural supplement creator, researcher, and supplier Stuart Brown, the founder of Genuine Health. We talk food, nutrition, the microbiome, and the importance of healthy nutrition, especially for kids as they navigate the modern world. Joy, Stuart, welcome to Listen In.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I have been dying to get the two of you together because I feel like there's a evolution that's happening in the natural health supplement industry and in the nutrition industry. And I think you two are a perfect representation of exactly what that is. So I just wanted to start, Joy, with yourself.
Yeah.
As a holistic nutritionist, you're someone who came to that fairly honestly because of your background with your own health.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to maybe share a little bit with our listeners around your sort of origin story on that?
Yeah, totally. So for many years, I had quite a few health issues. You know, I had half the amount of hair on my head that I have now. I had a lot of anxiety, a lot of digestive problems. And I went from doctor to doctor, specialist to specialist. And I was just told, yeah, you have hormonal imbalance. Here, take this pill. Here, take that pill. So I was just getting sicker. And on the outside, no one could really tell by looking at me. I looked like I was healthy, although my hair was getting so thin. But on the inside, I felt like I was like crumbling apart. And I kind of came to a fork in the road. This was before I, you know, really discovered natural health. And then I came to a fork in the road because I wasn't getting better. And I was like feeling very hopeless and really sad. And I came to a fork in the road and realized that I need to be my own health advocate. And I need to take responsibility for my own health. And that is when my life transformed. That is when I started doing so much research. You know, back then it was going to the library. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going on the internet because this was in like the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I did all my own research and my life transformed by changing my diet, by taking supplements, natural health supplements, by changing my lifestyle, by getting out of a relationship that I was very unhappy in. So it was truly a holistic approach. And it took me a long time to figure, you know, it wasn't just like overnight. It wasn't I woke up and decided, okay, I'm going to go down this different path. It took a while to kind of get me there. And then, you know, fast forward years later, I left my marketing and advertising job. Went back to school to study nutrition because I knew that if I could transform my health, I had to learn more. There had to be more people like me who were suffering and not getting better. And so that's why I went back to school to study holistic nutrition so that then I could help others and make a bigger contribution.
Let me ask you this question and then I want to transition to Stuart because I think there's a similar connection there. But when you took your course, did you find there was a lot of people like you that
Yes.
had been suffering?
Yes, hundreds of people. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
There was people just like me, and a lot of people were going to school actually to heal their own health issues, whereas I had healed, then decided to go to school. So it was interesting. There was a mix of two different
Right.
kinds of people who were there to heal themselves versus wanting to learn more so they could teach others.
Mm-hmm. And Stuart, as the founder of Genuine Health, 30 years in the...
Yeah, 30-ish.
And we don't want to talk about the pre-Genuine Health stage. That starts to age us all.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, when you started on this journey for yourself, was there health issues for you as well?
Yeah, mine was headaches and chronic fatigue, and very much like Joy, it was looking for, I knew there had to be a solution, and going to doctors that just didn't really treat the cause, they more just covered the symptoms. I got there a little, I'm bald, so I got there a little later than Joy did. I didn't save my hair or double.
Lost all your
yeah.
hair.
But it was a very similar sort of experience in the sense of just knowing there could be something better and could be health out there. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny when you mention libraries. I actually appreciate health food stores a lot for that, because in those days they were such a source, or they still are, but they were such a source for information more so than when there wasn't the great World Wide Web.
You had nowhere else to really go. I mean, you know, my origin story is sort of very similar on how I got into natural supplements. Is I got sick and I went to Europe for a year.
Okay.
Came back, had to do a very difficult year, 2 years and one at university to catch back up. And the lifestyle in Europe and then the stress of the school, I got a candida yeast infection.
Oh no.
Which today would be probably diagnosed in a matter of a few weeks or a month.
Yeah, you could do a quiz online and diagnose yourself probably. Yeah.
Exactly. Whereas back then, 3 years.
Wow.
Took 3 years. And again, through all the different, you know, like I basically had the medical system. I had a doctor tell me who was a tropical disease specialist. If you come back to me again, I'm sending you to a psychiatrist.
No.
Yeah, I had a very similar sort of thing because I had headaches. And when I mentioned every time I ate pork, I would throw up and have a migraine, he just looked at me like I was a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly that thought. You need a psychiatrist.
And so I was left with naturopaths. And at that time in British Columbia, naturopaths were elite. Well, doctors practicing natural medicine were illegal, so the RCMP would raid their offices. And
really?
Oh yeah. This is back in the early 80s.
When I was just a wee lass.
Yes.
before you were born.
Yeah. I was alive in the 80s. So you all know, 1977 is when I was born.
You decided to incarnate at a time when it wasn't illegal to live naturally.
Yeah. No kidding.
And so for me it was the same thing. I was forced to look after my own health. And that is when I got in control of it. I've found that story is so true for so many people who end up, sort of embracing a natural or a holistic lifestyle is it doesn't necessarily come to them naturally. They're kind of, because we all would just like to eat donuts and drink beer and, and party all the time. You're forced to start to look after your health. And I think that's an interesting segue, into the story behind Greens Plus, which Stuart, maybe you can share a little bit with us around, how that came about and how you and Sam.
Yeah, so Sam Gracie, who was the formulator of Greens Plus all those years ago, looked after kids in stress and sort of at-risk youth, I guess, would be the best way to say it. And what he found when he looked at it a lot was how bad their diet was. Mm-hmm. And how much caffeine they consumed, how much milk they consumed, and just sugar and things like that. And he found that when he changed the diet, he changed a lot of their attitudes and a lot of how they felt. They're attending school, they're attending life and showing up for life and things like that. So
and hugging. I remember Sam told me this whole story too as well. And I remember him saying like they actually became like happier and kinder and would like embrace you with a hug.
Yeah.
And it's
so
amazing, right?
And over the years when Sam, more in the past, when he was doing a lot of tours and that, it was always neat when one of those kids would come up and embrace him. Yeah, which was really nice.
Incredible.
Because it's such an interesting connection between how you feel on the inside allows you to act so differently on the outside and you're open to that human connection because you're more connected to yourself. So you now want to be.
And it's just a really nice upward spiral where, you start eating better, you start feeling better, the world starts becoming a safer place. And then it just all sort of goes in that direction, which is really nice.
Yeah. So Sam had this idea around nutrition and about trying to figure out how to get it to, at-risk youth in a way that they would consume it. So it wasn't sit down and eat a bowl of Brussels sprouts with me. And so that started the whole creation of the concept of the superfood.
Right? Yeah, and Sam was very much, especially at that time, back in the 80s and that, in early 90s, people were taking sort of a chemical soup who were in taking natural products. A lot of people were taking, you know, 20, 30, 40 pills a day, like a crazy amount. And he really basically said, get out of the way of the body, let the body do the work, let it nourish it properly, give it all the polyphenols, the phytonutrients, and really nourish it properly, and it will take care of itself in so many ways.
Which is kind of full circle where we've gone with a lot of, you know, Michael Pollan's, you know, in defense of food and these types of things where it's like, you know.
And very much Joy's message, you know.
Eat real food.
Yeah, exactly. And let the body look after itself. Mm-hmm. And then if you still have a sleeping problem, worry about that. You know, get the body moving, nourish the body, and 80-90% of most things will take care of themselves.
Wow, yeah, that's a very good point. And to Joy... And,
sorry, and I was just going to also throw in there very much the rainbow diet, you know, as much colors and different.
Eat a rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just, you know, for people who don't understand what that means, just describe it, Joy.
Yeah, so phytonutrients come in the thousands. There's up to 25,000 different known phytonutrients. Phyto means plant. Nutrient. So eating more plant foods gives us that nourishment. And when we say eat a rainbow, phytonutrients are what give plant foods their color, their taste, and their texture. Mm. So you want to eat a variety of different colors so you get, you know, thousands of different types of phytonutrients. You know, some phytonutrients act as antioxidants, and antioxidants protect your cells from damage. Some act as, you know, anti-inflammatory agents. And there's thousands of them. So when we eat plant foods and eat lots of colors, we're consuming very nourishing foods.
See, that's, you know, I've been in this game for a long time, and I always love it when people can distill it down to something.
Yeah.
I never thought of it. I always knew, you know, eat a rainbow of foods, meaning like eat a variety, but I never understood that the phytonutrients give them their color.
Yeah, so like beets are that color from a plant chemical. And that plant chemical actually that makes it that beautiful red color is actually very protective to the liver and acts like an antioxidant to protect your liver cells when your liver is detoxing.
And what is so cool about this is Sam was talking about this back in the 80s when... Yeah. Joy was just a little.
Exactly, just a wee laugh.
A little phytonutrient.
But I will tell you, my mom was having me eat a rainbow when I was a little girl. Yeah. You know what? That's because if you think of Canada's food guide back in the day, remember it was a rainbow. But I don't think Health Canada, they were talking about phytonutrients there. It was more of a rainbow to, you know, be appealing to kids. But
but it's interesting because I think that's, you know, because a lot of people will think of, oh, vegetables is green. You know, I'm going to eat peas, I'm going to eat broccoli, I'm going to eat lettuce.
So as Joy was saying, all the different colors go to different parts of the body and help protect different parts of the body.
Exactly.
And what is so brilliant about what Sam created, having all the different colors, though, also was that the phytonutrients they're now learning that they're prebiotics. Mm-hmm. So they are also feeding all the friendly bugs and bacteria in your gut and in your system.
So the phytonutrients may not even get absorbed in the small intestine. They're going further along to your large intestine, your colon, where the trillions of bacteria live and interacting with them there. It's pretty fascinating. So it's a two-way street. Like all these plant chemicals are interacting with the microbes. They're having like a big party in your colon, and this is a good thing.
Yeah. So now, correct me if I'm wrong, but phytonutrients don't get stored in the body. Like minerals and vitamins, correct?
Yeah, so they get used for different things. They, you know, for example, if coming back to the example of beets, certain phytonutrients in beets actually act as an antioxidant. What an antioxidant does, when you have a free radical come along that can damage the DNA of your cell, an antioxidant will neutralize the free radical and stop it from doing that. You know, there's so many different roles of various certain.
We could have a podcast just on that because it actually, you can start getting technical where those phytonutrients will also re-energize, you know, different vitamins. So the vitamin E will go and protect, and phytonutrients will help them. You know, it's a long metabolic process, but it'll help reignite the vitamin E and things like that. It'll keep the vitamin C working more stronger or keep it active and as an antioxidant longer.
And there's still so much we don't even know. Like, I'm sure scientists are still discovering phytonutrients. just like, you know, microbiome research is still like relatively new, and there's still so much we don't even know.
It is so fascinating. It's so, and that's, you know, being in this industry so long, that's the most fascinating thing to me. It's just the discoveries that keep happening. And, you know, we always knew Greens Plus worked, and we never really knew why until the last year or two, as we learned that it was a prebiotic.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's just these discoveries are amazing. And you, so you have prebiotics now, you got probiotics, then you got postbiotics, and you know, and it's, it'll be fascinating what the next bunch of years.
So and this is, this sort of leads me to a question that I'm just going to throw in here. Because I found that interesting when you said, like, it's only in the last couple of years that we figured out more or less scientifically.
Well, we had the research.
What we were doing.
Yeah, we had the research showing it. We knew it worked.
Right.
We always knew it worked. And we, in the first was testimonials. We had a ton of such positive feedback and testimonials.
Which I think is like the best science in a way.
Yeah.
Right? Is people telling you, oh my gosh, I have so much more energy. Mm-hmm. My digestion is better. My skin looks better.
Exactly. And then we just, we did all the research to prove it, what we already knew. And now it's really no neat to know why it's actually why it's doing it.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Joy of Joyous Health and Stuart from Genuine Health as they share their personal wow moments and what it's like to receive the feedback that you are changing people's lives. Can you think of a story or a moment in the last, you know, 30 plus years where you went, wow, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing?
Oh, such a good question.
Yeah, I would say that's more the testimonials.
Yeah.
Or even just, you know, even that research of like just the lights clicking on to, you know, it's prebiotics. But like the science, it excites me a lot. But I don't have a science background, so I have to have Alan Logan, who's sort of our, you know, science guy here, translate a lot of it for me, and that really excites me. But what is the neatest is just the testimonials. So before Genuine Health, I had Stores Supplements Plus, and it was neat when people came back. You know, I'd love that one-on-one encounter, and people would come in, and they'd have the testimonials, and they'd say how much better they're doing and feeling. That, to me, was really exciting. So I think the biggest thing now is just hearing the feedback when you know, when it changes people's lives, or not even, you know, those dramatic changes, when it just makes a difference, you know, positive difference.
And there must be some gratifying feeling that's happening now that, you know, you weren't making this up.
Well, it's you know? It's more, and Joy probably feels the same way. Just go back to those doctors, because they used to think of the body as, I used to think of it as, they thought of it like a mechanical process. Didn't matter what you put in, emotions weren't, you know, it was just a, you know, a machine.
Calories in, calories out.
Yeah, no emotions to it, no anything to it. And I just wish I could go back and say, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of it, I think, when you think about it, it really is like, a lot of it is common sense. You know, eat more color. You get in more minerals and vitamins and essential fats and phytonutrients.
And that is what I find the most hardest to understand, is how it used, you know, it just is such common sense.
Yeah.
Like, I just think of it, of course, we've, you know, it's over hundreds of thousands of years that humans have evolved. And of course, you know.
But it's all about consciousness, right? I mean, it's like our consciousness is waking up to make this common sense.
Yeah.
You know, the people before us who just ate that way, who just knew that, because the people who didn't eat that way died and they didn't procreate, and therefore they didn't, their genes didn't come along further, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right?
And we were thought as the radicals, whereas I think it's quite radical what has happened, you know, in the 50s and 60s, what happened to the diet with how much sugar was brought into, like, to me, that's the extreme, and that's the radical.
Yeah, that was the switch, right?
Yeah.
And so, question to you, Joy: is there a moment? And you, I know testimonials will be there.
Yeah, for sure. Big. I was just going to say the same thing.
Because they're also big in your profession, right? But is there a moment, maybe a little more personal, where you kind of, you know, because your story was, I was sick, you know, and then you just like. I call you a modern day holistic nutritionist, because you
Thank
were
you.
but because you were so you've so embraced social media, the modern way of communicating with people. You're reaching out around the world to people. You know, is there a moment when you have like a wow story of you woke up and realized like this is real, like I'm doing this?
Well, there's been various moments, but when you first asked that question, one that kind of really stood out to me was when I became a mom and I was struggling with breastfeeding. So I was doing so much research and I just, things that I didn't know of how I was sharing my own microbiome and how, you know, whether I could breastfeed or not had such a profound impact on this, you know, little 6.5 pound baby. And that for me was so transformative. I just like was like mind blown, like the little emoji. Do you know the one I'm talking about? And so that was an aha moment for me that, wow, like I have this ability to like really help this human thrive. And then I started doing more and more research. And that's, you know, I would say, so that was 3.5 years ago. That's when like the microbiome, that's when I really started to get excited about it. Even though scientists had been researching it, how it's been what, like maybe a decade or two that scientists have. But for me, it's getting so really like personally into it was probably about 3.5 years ago when I became a mom.
Wow. So let's touch base on the microbiome because we brought it up that a couple of times and people might not know what we're talking about.
Joy is probably better at defining.
So it's pretty simple.
I sort of stay behind the scenes most of the time. So
Joy is the more as I do. Stuart's so humble. He is a very smart guy. Mm-hmm. You could say everything that I'm saying, but it's the trillions of microbes that live in us and on us. Obviously, we have more where there's nooks and crannies in our armpits, but the most diverse and the most abundant bacteria is found in our gut, and these microbes control everything from our mood and our mental health and well-being to our immune system, to our digestive system, to our skin health. Like, literally, microbes affect everything, and this is what we will continue to learn more and more about. Like, I'm sure there's going to be holistic psychiatry 10 years from now, and you know, doctors may be treating people with anxiety and depression with certain, you know, strains of bacteria and probiotics to help them with their mental health. That's not that far away. So the microbiome is pretty fascinating, and we have the ability and the opportunity to influence it positively. Every time we eat, how much we move our body, how much we get outside in nature affects out those microbes that live in us. How well we sleep, if we have jet lag, you know, our microbes, the research is still
infancy. They're happy or they're not happy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like they may even have a circadian rhythm.
Exactly. And it's so, you know, and junk food encourages all the bad microbes.
The yeast and the fungi and all the, like you were talking about with candida and yeast, you know, the sugar and the processed foods. And now we're even learning that there's certain food additives in ice cream, for example, that can negatively impact your gut microbes. Artificial sweeteners that people, you know, they go to the Starbucks and they get their whatever they get and add some sweet and low. That negatively affects your microbes.
Yeah, Dr. Alan Logan, who I think you're going to talk with another time, but he actually brought to my attention something that I thought was quite fascinating was, you know, what most of the stuff you find in health food stores and what has been promoted sort of in the natural world actually in so many ways has been found to be good for the microbes. And so many things that we as an industry or as, as a collective has been going against, Monsanto's and all those things are really bad for microbes.
Glyphosate.
Yeah. So it's actually really neat that, you know, what has been promoted by this natural community for so long is actually pretty microbial friendly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And as I say, and what we've been rallying against is actually really harmful for the microbes in most cases.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, talking about microbes and talking about them as they're yours, right, means like this is my system of support, defense, health, well-being, mental health, everything.
Yeah.
Whereas if you think about, you know, when people say about junk food or sugar, they'll say like, you know, well, don't eat too much sugar, you'll get diabetes. Or don't eat that, it'll kill you. Like, they're really finite things,
yeah,
right?
Alarmist.
Right? But right. They're not sort of going like, you know, you're just going to piss off all your microbes and they're going
to
have a
lot. That's what they should be saying. Exactly. And there's more microbes than there are humans on Earth, so don't piss off your microbes.
Yeah, exactly. But it's sort of like, you know, hey, you know, if you go and you had a party, you wake up the next day, you don't feel so good. Well, if you've done that to your microbes, then you should be aware that you're not going to feel so great the next day or the next week or whatever. Yeah. And it gives you more cause and effect, right? It gives you more control, because people will say, you know, because it's why smoking hung around for so long. Well, it might kill me, but it's going to kill me way in the future. So yeah, if I eat too much sugar, I'm going to get diabetes, but that's years down the road. I'll stop before I get to that point, as opposed to, no, that sugar right today in your system is creating a problem with the microbes.
And I think for people, you know, just working with people over the years, I think that when they make small, subtle changes, like, okay, take a break from refined sugar just for 2 days and just evaluate how I feel. That's what I always like to say to people. Just simply see how you feel, and you will notice a difference. You know, if your typical, you know, after dinner snack is having half a pint of Häagen-Dazs, just stopping that, you're going to notice a difference. And like Stuart was saying, it kind of gets you on that upward spiral when you start feeling a little bit better each day. That makes you want to continue on that positive path. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people think it's so overwhelming to quit sugar, and then they think, oh, whatever, I'll get diabetes 20 years from now. But, you know, if they actually then really realize and do make a small change, they will notice that they feel better. And I think that's, you know, for me personally, I used to be a total sugar addict. You know, one of my clients when I was in advertising was I worked on M&Ms and Snickers and Starburst, and I used to eat that crap every day, multiple times per day. So I know. And then when I stopped, I was like, oh my gosh, this is how good I'm supposed to feel. Like it was like mind blowing. So when people do take a break from these bad habits, they do notice a difference. So it's just like getting people to realize, wake up. I love to say that, you know, more people are waking up and realizing, that they can feel their best and they deserve to feel their best.
Yeah. They're in control of it, as opposed to a doctor being in control of it, or a pill being in control of it. One of the things I wanted to talk about is the concept of holistic nutrition or holistic nutritionist. Because, you know, if you go back to the Canada Health Food Guide, or you go back to nutrition or nutritionists in the past, it was really all about what you should be eating. Like, add more fruits, add more vegetables, make sure you're getting this. Am I right in defining a holistic nutritionist as somebody who looks more at what you add and what you take away? Like, it's not just about get all of this.
Yeah. Well, I would say, you know, as a holistic nutritionist, it's looking at the whole person. What are all the factors that make them well? So not just their diet, but also their lifestyle. How much they're getting out in nature? How much do they exercise? How are they managing stress? And then, you know, when it comes to the nutrition part, that's just one part of what makes someone healthy and whole and happy. But as a holistic nutritionist, you know, my focus is very much like evidence-based nutrition. And I think a lot of times people have this idea that a holistic nutritionist is just hippy-dippy and talking about Reiki and essential oils, which are all good. All those things are great. But it's really talking about the whole person. And to your point, yes, it's taking a break from certain things, allowing the body to heal, and also observing yourself and having awareness of how food makes you feel. So yes, taking certain things out, adding more stuff back in. But I think, you know, there's certainly, people who focus almost too much on what not to have. And I do like the focus being more positive, saying eat more of this, because then there's less space for this.
Right. That's a great way to put it, right? If you're full, you're not necessarily going to eat the entire tub of Häagen-Dazs.
Exactly. Just have a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of Häagen-Dazs or whatever your guilty pleasure is. I don't personally like that kind of ice cream.
That's what I was going to say. It's so nice to see all the sort of the fresh ice cream places pop up everywhere.
Oh my gosh. We have the gelato. Yummy ice cream and gelato in Toronto.
No,
that's
it's crazy.
It's made from whole ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah,
or make it yourself.
And you can tell the difference. It's you just do a taste test. You
know,
you
yeah.
go get some
crap. It's hard to go back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can't.
Yeah. It tastes, you know, the store bought ice cream that's the, you know, the mass market stuff, it tastes almost like frozen whipped cream or something.
Yeah, and like it has this like, because of all the emulsifiers, it just like leaves this film on your tongue.
Yeah.
It's gross. Ooh. It tastes like chemicals.
Yeah.
There's so many things once I made this switch, which I'm sure you guys, everything from like toothpaste, like I cannot use Crest or Colgate.
Right.
I could, to me, that's just like pure chemicals.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
that I use like a clean toothpaste.
Yeah, no, and you go back. I mean, for me, when I was trying to make myself better and I was still going to university and, you know, it was even, you know, back then living in Vancouver, you know, there we didn't even have, you know, healthy bottled water at that time. You only had tap water.
Oh,
so you only
right.
had chlorinated, fluorinated, whatever, tap water. I can remember back then going on, you know, a very strict diet, and then I'd eat a banana and it would be so sweet. And you'd just be eating this banana going, this is like pure candy.
I know, that's
candy.
What you realize, right?
Yeah, right? And now, you know, people are just numb to it because they're so used to eating so much sugar.
That's amazing, though, that back then that you were able to have that health transformation. Because when you said that was like back in the 80s?
Yeah, it was 81. I came back in 81, so it was 82 that I got sick.
Yeah,
and
so
it took
like,
until about 85.
I was living out in Vancouver at that time too, which was much further ahead than Eastern Canada, and still is in a lifestyle sort of perspective.
It varies.
I mean it was good. I mean I found my tribe and I found the people that helped me get better, but at the time it was still you know, and I was in university.
Early
I was
days.
Supposed to be drinking beer and partying all the time. And I was, you know, anyways, making my own chickpea bread.
that's so cool.
But that's another story. Welcome back. I'm talking with Joy of Joyous Health and Stuart from Genuine Health about the foundation of natural supplementation and the three things that everyone should be considering for themselves and their kids. So Stuart, we were talking about Greens Plus, but there's been a number of other products and things that you've gotten involved in over the years that have taken the industry into some new territory. And some of it, you've been on the leading edge, and so for the bleeding edge of, you know, things like fermented supplements and, you know, and then the whole focus on the gut, which we've been talking about the microbes, but the whole concept of foods that help support a healthy gut and that sort of thing. If you had to sum it up into what, you know, what would be the best things for somebody to do? Like, you know, what, because I can't do everything.
Yeah, I sort of... To me, one of the biggest things is what's wonderful about Greens Plus is phytonutrients, polyphenols, and all that are so lacking in most people's diets.
Mm-hmm.
We still, you know, I know that this isn't necessarily for people listening to this podcast, but across North America, still most people get their vegetables from potatoes. You know, in the 70s and 80s, what we were talking about, you know, the biggest thing people were getting was white from potatoes, red from ketchup, and green from iceberg lettuce. I think the only thing really added in there across North America is red again from strawberries now. So phytonutrients are lacking so much, even in people that eat healthy, because the phytonutrients aren't as rich or abundant in the foods as they used to be. We're sort of growing, there's a study showing that we're growing the phytonutrients out of foods because it's really the bitter taste in foods, and we want more bland or more of a sweet texture or taste. So this is not a GMO thing. This is just the desire for food happens in our society is most people in North America don't like those bitter tastes. So there's the lack of the phytonutrients. So to me, one of the biggest thing is just make sure you get enough phytonutrients. Another thing is fish oil, the long chain fatty acids. We're not getting enough long chain fatty acids or good fats in our diet. And if you're vegan or vegetarian, I think Joy could help more with ideas to, you know, get your essential fatty acid levels higher. And then good probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
I really think of those as the three staples of what, you know, the foundation of what you should be taking.
Right. Because some people, you know, are overwhelmed with how much there is offered out there.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that there's, you know, this is the, you know, the three legs to a stool kind of thing.
Yeah, and I'm a little biased, but, you know, looking at the science, looking at the research, looking at how people respond, I think Greens Plus is, you know, one of the best places to start if you're just going to take one product. Mm-hmm. And then with Joy, we've been working on the Child's line, and that was one of the reasons, you know, the foundations for the kids, because the kids, you know, are just smaller us and actually need more nourishment in many ways than we do.
Yeah, well, let's go there. That's a great segue into the sort of nutrition for children, because, you know, you mentioned that you became a mom 3 and a bit years ago.
Yep.
And like everybody who has children, it's the big wake-up call to, wow, this world is big and scary and dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I never thought. I thought I was invincible until I have to look after this little one. But, you know, for somebody who understands nutrition and understands the importance of it, and now you've got this little bean who, you know, when I grew up, you know, we had a garden in the backyard. My grandmother had a farm with garden. You could pull a carrot out of the ground and eat it and stuff, right?
That's
and so
amazing.
Whereas now, you know, it's like, you know, you mentioned strawberries. You can get strawberries
chemically sprayed everywhere.
Yeah. And you can get them year round.
Yeah. Any time of the year. Right? And then in February, they're like white and starchy in the middle. And don't even eat those strawberries. Yeah. Only eat the ones that
they
are
have
red.
No taste.
Yeah. No taste.
Yeah.
Very low in phytonutrients.
Yeah. And so talk to me about, you know, the real mom parent concerns over, you know, is, you know, like the foods we're making, as Stuart mentioned, are changing, you know?
They're not as nutrient dense.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, just to add to what Stuart was saying, the diets of North Americans, but particularly kids, are, it's pretty sad. The standard American diet is definitely sad. And like 40% of the fruit and vegetable intake in kids is actually fruit juice and white potato. And they're not getting enough omega-3s, like Stuart said. Most kids are not even eating fish, maybe having a serving of fish or seafood a week, so not getting good fats. They're, you know, not meeting recommendations for green vegetables. Teen boys are getting the majority of their calories are coming from ultra-processed foods. So, you know, when we looked at all the research, this is one of the reasons that we, you know, Genuine Health brought out this kids line, and I partnered with them because I felt so passionate about it, because kids need it. Kids are not getting enough phytonutrients because they're not eating a rainbow. They therefore don't get enough fiber, which is so important for the microbes and for digestion, and not getting enough omega-3s. And those are the three parts that are missing in kids' diets, and they need those. You know, a child's brain develops rapidly. Like, they have an adult-sized brain by the time they're maybe 5 or 6. So the need for good fats is so important, and the need for phytonutrients for growth and development and for learning. There's so many reasons, but I'm so proud of this kids line, because I think it's going to really help parents. You know, the Gut Superfoods is like an insurance policy for parents, because I get it. Kids are picky eaters. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as you can pull that carrot from the ground and put it in front of your child, I get it. For some parents, their kid is just, they're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
But I always like to say first, like, you as a parent need to be the example. Mm-hmm. If you don't eat it, you cannot expect your kid to eat it.
Right.
So, you know, fix yourself first, eat well with your children, and you know.
Yeah, and make it fun.
Yeah,
enjoyable.
Make it fun. So I'm all about togetherness. You know, get your kids involved. I just had this question on the weekend. A parent that I was chatting with was saying, you know, I know all the things to eat, but my kid is just not interested. So, you know, take them to the grocery store with you. Get them to open up a cookbook that you love, and like, get them to pick out a recipe. You know, kids love being involved. Get them to, you know, pick their favorite smoothie ingredients and add some Genuine Health Gut Superfoods while you're at it for 22 organic and fermented superfoods. But,
right.
You know, for picky eaters, it's great to have these options. It's great to have a superfood powder that you can add that is a whole food supplement that you have to keep in the fridge. And then you know that your kids are at least getting that.
Mm-hmm. And going back to sort of the fish oils concept, right? I mean, remember I was reading a number of years ago, you know, because I'm a vegetarian, and the whole concept that almost everything is now getting fed soy. So right. everything has become, things that were an omega-3 and an omega-9, well, an omega-3 are now becoming an omega-6.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so even, so when we say, you know, hey, you know, your kids should eat fish, let's say once a week, but even what kind of fish becomes, mm-hmm. because if it's a farmed fish that's been fed soy,
yeah.
it's no longer a great source. So it's almost become like crazy.
Yeah, it yeah. makes it more confusing for people. You actually have to think you are what you eat eats.
Yes.
So if you do eat meat, if you eat red meat and you're choosing, you know, factory farmed from on sale at the grocery, at the discount grocery store, you know, that cow is probably very high in omega-6 because it's been eating grains mm-hmm. and not been eating grass or whatever bugs it's going to eat yeah. when it eats grass. So that particular piece of steak, the factory farm steak, is going to be higher in omega-6s, which are pro-inflammatory, and lower in omega-3s. So yeah, you there's a lot for parents, for people to have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why you have to ask these questions. You have to be informed. You cannot rely on your government. You have to go to the health food store or the seafood counter and say, you know, what is the best fish? Is this farmed? But I also want to say that not all farmed fish is bad. You right. have to ask these questions because right. there's good sustainable fisheries. And actually, if people only ever ate wild, we'd have no fish left in the ocean. So I like to encourage people to ask these questions and really get to know your food. Mm-hmm. It might seem like a lot of work, but think,
and
you know,
it can sound overwhelming, but going back to what you said earlier, it's just, you know, one piece at a time.
Step. You yeah. don't have to do it all at once. If mm-hmm. your family eats meat, then you know what? Ask these questions the next time you go to the butcher.
Yeah. You know?
And also, like, I don't eat very much meat because of the price, because we eat grass-fed. If we're going to buy a steak, we buy grass-fed steak, which my daughter loves. She loves steak. So weird. but we don't eat it very often because it is expensive. When you're eating better quality food, you make sure that it doesn't rot in your fridge, because I think I heard a stat recently, like 40% of people's food goes to waste.
Yeah,
how much?
Yeah, no.
Which is crazy. Think how many people are starving. Yeah. And yeah, we're letting food rot in our fridge.
Well, I saw this TED talk. I can't remember her name. I know she was British, but she was talking about a couple of things that are problematic. But one of them was the produce drawer in a refrigerator.
Oh, because yeah, traps.
Yeah, we're made to believe that it's good for our produce, but it actually rots it.
Yeah.
And so a big mm-hmm. chunk of this 40% of food that's being thrown out is all because people are buying their food with the assumption I can store it for the full week. And then at the end of the week, they get the lettuce out. It looks like garbage, so they throw it out.
Yeah, you don't want all your fruits and veggies touching each other. And, you know, although it's not convenient for everybody, it is ideal to shop more than once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I shop a couple times per week. You know, one day I go to the farmer's market. I might go to my health food store two more times. It's just part of my life. It doesn't feel like it's, you know, a chore. It's something, you know, we enjoy food in our home and it's just a part of our life.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting how food is becoming such a hot topic, right? Yeah. It's something that we used to just take for granted, but you know,
it was a lot simpler.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. way simpler. And now it's becoming this
science. And there is a lot less choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you ate more seasonally. Yeah, when people go to the grocery store and they see all these, you know, packages, low fat this, low sodium, has the, you know, heart health check, it's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what to trust. I always like to say, you know, if there is a message on the front of the bottle that's telling you low fat, low sodium or whatever, like, don't trust it.
Yeah.
Don't trust food marketing. And I used to do that.
Be afraid.
Be afraid. Like, you know, as Michael Pollan would always say, like, don't buy food in a package. Don't buy food with any ingredient you can't pronounce or you don't
or
recognize.
I loved his when he said, don't buy any food that has ingredients your grandmother doesn't know what they are.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And I still agree, even though I'm not a vegetarian or vegan, I still agree with, like, eat mostly plants. I probably eat 80% plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's maybe why a lot of people assume I'm vegan, but I'm not. I, you know, listen to my body, but yes, we need to eat more plants.
Yeah. And I think it's about that, and then it's about the variety.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. And I think that that's where, you know, the books that you've written are great. And the recipes that you guys are always posting and stuff are great because people need variety.
Yes.
And we don't naturally gravitate to change or variety. So we go to the grocery store, we buy the same potatoes, the same this, the same that. We go home. So even though we think we're eating healthy, if you start to do that, you know how you go into a doctor's office sometimes and they say, you know, write down everything you ate in the last week and you're kind of
embarrassed. Doctors actually ask that? Someday. I've never been asked that.
And you're just like almost embarrassed because you know you're now having to tell exactly what you do. But yeah, so it's about variety. And I think it's so important that there are people like yourselves out there creating the information and the knowledge and the recipes for people to experiment. Mm-hmm. And I think that I read somewhere in one of your many bios, Joy, where it's like your goal is to inspire people to try a new recipe.
Yes. Right? That's one of my favorite pieces of advice. When people say, what's one thing I should do? I say, try one new recipe each week for the next 4 weeks. You'll have tried four new recipes. That's huge for people.
Yeah.
That in itself is like, that's a great challenge.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
And it gets the ingredients into your house.
Yes, that you might not normally have.
Yeah. Welcome back. I'm talking with Joy of Joyous Health and Stuart from Genuine Health about their new line of natural supplements for kids and why the research-proven dose is vital to a healthy outcome. So let's go back to these children's products that you guys have partnered up to offer the world. When you were making them for kids, what's the difference? Like, what's the difference between omega-3s for me or omega-3s for a kid?
Well, first, the taste. it has to taste good because kids don't care about, is this good for my brain? But specifically, like with the omega-3s, it's the research-proven amount. So that's, you know, with Genuine Health, that's one thing that I love about them is whenever they're coming out with a new product, it's not like just a sprinkle of some, you know, fancy, trendy superfood. It's the research-proven dose. So with the kids' line, so there's three products. There's a probiotics, a fish oil, and a superfoods. It's based on research-proven amounts. So with the fish oil, there's also lutein in there, which is very important for eye health. That's a phytonutrient. There's 5.5 milligrams, and that's really important because a lot of kids have excess exposure to screens. Mm-hmm. And there's also vitamin D3. So it's fish oil. So you have EPA and DHA, the perfect amount.
Yeah, and a very balanced. I was just going to say, in a very balanced, not just high in the DHA, because kids need the EPA also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of a little bit of a myth in the, I'd say, in the natural health industry, is that kids only need DHA.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, when we looked at the research, it's pretty balanced, right?
Yeah. Which, if you just think, you know, fish don't, you don't have sort of the child's fish, which is high in the DHA.
Exactly.
You know, we've come over, you know, so many thousands of years to, you know, eat a balanced EPA, DHA type of fish.
So you mentioned lutein?
Lutein. So it's a phytonutrient that you would find in like leafy greens, kale. It's for healthy eyes. Oftentimes when you see like eye health supplements, you'll see like lutein and zeaxanthin. Okay. But lutein is very protective of the retina. And the retina is this like thin layer of tissue at the back of the eye, just in front of the optic nerve. And when you look outside and you look at the sunshine and you see daylight, the retina takes in that information and the brain makes decisions based on that. So one of them could be, oh, it's daylight, suppress melatonin. Melatonin is your sleep hormone. So, you know, what we're seeing now is like kids are sleepy during the day. Grown-ups are sleepy during the day because of this excess screen time. And getting too much blue light. So blue light is what's emitted from our phones and our TVs and our laptops. And this blue light is not good for us in the amount we're getting it in. Because we get blue light from the sun, but then we're getting blue light all day from screens. And blue light is damaging to the retina. And we know lutein is protective to the retina.
Okay.
So that's why there's lutein in the fish oil supplement.
And this just goes back to all the phytonutrients going to different parts of the body, which is really cool. So it goes back to, you know, eat a lot of different things as much as you possibly can.
And, you know, kids, it's hard. It can be tough to get kids to eat things like kale and leafy greens. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not saying, like, take this fish oil because it has lutein and your kid doesn't have to eat kale or spinach.
Yeah.
Like, whole foods first. And as a nutritionist, that's always, like, been what I have said to my community is, like, eat real food first. And supplements are supplemental to a healthy diet. So get your kids eating well and add in these supplements, which can really help get them to the next level and be, you know, an insurance policy for parents.
Mm-hmm. But that would make a lot of sense, you know, with this, because as a parent, you're concerned about the amount of screen time your kids are getting,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting them, you know, younger and younger and younger
totally.
Now. And so like something like that would be very, very beneficial. And if you're getting it in conjunction with the other stuff you need.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever done a chart where they've just put all the different types of foods and where it goes to in the body?
That'd be a cool idea.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
Yeah.
But then sometimes there's like obviously multiple sites as well too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely know like lutein and eye health.
Yeah. Because I mean, we all knew carrots, you know, you eat carrots
for eyes,
for eyes because of the vitamin A.
Beta-carotene, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right. But we didn't know about some of these other vegetables and things like that. So that's interesting. Now, while we're on that subject of the kids' products, tell me about the probiotics. Like, how are those different than for an adult?
Yeah, so again, so there's 7 balanced strains in there, and the strains are specifically chosen for their research on childhood health. So we didn't just throw whatever strain in there because it looks good or it's trendy. It has actual research on childhood health, whether it's like rhamnosis or reuteri. Lactobacillus reuteri is great for digestive wellness. Rhamnosis is one of the most researched strains for childhood health, so preventing upper respiratory infections. There's even some emerging research on rhamnosis for cognitive health and mental health. So there's 7 strains, 5 billion active live bacteria per chewable, but there's actually even more because at the time of manufacture, they put in 15 billion, so that by the time, you know, if you're taking one that's expiring in 2 weeks, you know you're still getting at least 5 billion. But it's the research-proven amount for kids.
Right.
And we've also used a new technology that protects when you tablet, like they're chewable tablets, and when you tablet them, there's so much pressure that most of the times it just kills all mm-hmm. the bacteria. So we're using sort of what we're describing. It's new European technology that actually builds sort of like a honeycomb. So when it's pressed, it protects the bacteria.
Mm.
So they're little, the bacteria are in the little sort of honeycomb cells, and that pressing sort of protects them.
Oh, interesting.
And they're really yummy. My daughter loves them. Every morning, mommy, probiotic.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah
so
they're
good.
I like them.
Yeah.
I've been chewing on them, but I got to save them for her.
But you know, I have to take my hat off to you guys for doing this because, you know, as a parent and you know it's hard to get your kids to eat properly and you also know that in this day and age, food and GMO and all this other stuff that's going on. But then when you look into the, you know, if you're the sort that wants to look at supplementation, when you go in and you're looking, there's been different stuff for kids. Don't get me wrong. You know, Flintstones vitamins.
Oh, God.
You know, like that kind of stuff. Right. But there hasn't been like really what I would call like, you know, type 1 serious supplementation mm-hmm. for kids, which someone like myself would have gravitated to when my kids were little for sure. You know, like when they were just starting to develop, I was very concerned because mm-hmm. they were only, yep. you know, my son for the longest time would only eat pasta and potatoes. And whether you know, if you want to be one of those parents that, you know, puts a gun to their head, then, you know, that was the end.
It's hard.
They're not going to, you know, you can't get like a 2 or 3 year old to eat something that they don't want to eat.
Yep.
And so, yeah, so I think that's amazing that you guys have done that. And I love the research aspect behind mm-hmm. it because, you know, Genuine Health has always, always treated this extremely seriously. You know, like Greens Plus, 9 research studies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 9 independent research studies proving that it works.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And
it's those, and a lot of that research proves that it is those phytonutrients that are, you know, magnifying. I really do think the phytonutrients and the fiber, the two of them together are sort of mm-hmm. magic that makes so many other things happen so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's kind of obvious if you look at the marketplace with how many kind of Me Too products
yeah.
came along
mm-hmm.
afterwards, right? Is because it was working and people were buying it and people were, testimonials were happening.
Yeah.
And so now you sort of get your day in the sun where you get to be able to go like, see, there is something behind this. Well, this has been a real pleasure because as I said at the start, I really wanted to get the two of you together to talk about this. And I think that you've given us some really great tips like eat a rainbow and the reason why, which I never understood that before. And I love that.
And just enjoy and really enjoy your food.
Enjoy your food.
Take time. I liked what you said earlier about, I don't think you said community, but about bringing people together.
Togetherness. Sit down, share a meal.
Well, and
don't rush.
And it's surprising because I have been in interviews with different professionals, let's say, around child and family and stuff. And they'll say things like, how many times a week do you eat together as a family? And I'll be like, well, we eat almost every day together as mm-hmm. a family because we love food, we cook and stuff. And to them, it was like, well, you got to make sure at least two times a week your family sits down and eats together.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, that's because they're used to talking with people who that would be a huge effort.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, community, enjoy food, love it, get them working, get them cooking, you know. And to that note, Joy, you have a wealth of information out there. You've been
Thank
doing this.
You.
For 10 years plus.
Not that long, though.
No.
Not as long as Green's Plus has been around.
Right. But you've been doing it for a long time. And when I say doing it, I mean creating content.
Yes. And I love it. If I won the lottery, I would continue doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much.
And I totally believe
it's
that.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Food is amazing.
And so how can people tap into some of that? Do you want to maybe put a shout out for yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my blog is joyoushealth.com. So J-O-Y-O-U-S health.com. And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, wherever there's social media. Mm-hmm. I'm there.
And is there, you do a lot of education as well?
Yes, I do lots of talks with Genuine Health. So there's many events that people can come to in person throughout Ontario, and we'll all be traveling actually to the West Coast soon and doing talks with Genuine Health, and also webinars. I do lots of stuff online, so mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to live in Toronto to learn. And I'm also, my husband and I are coming out with a podcast, the Joyous Health Podcast. Nice. Launches soon, so just more ways to consume great information. Yeah.
So go to your website. It'll all be,
it's all there.
It's all there. It gets joyous from there.
Exactly.
And Stuart, I mean, again, as I said, you guys have done so much over the years in the health space. So if people want to reach out to you or to Genuine Health, what's the best way for them?
Genuinehealth.com. And we like Joy are on Facebook and Instagram and all the sort of main social media.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I've really appreciated talking with the two of you. Thanks.
It's
great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Thanks.
You too.
Well, that's another episode of Listen In. Thanks for being. Please subscribe, leave comments, or head on over to our website at listeninpod.com. That's listen with two N's, pod.com, where you'll find episode notes, links to anything that we talked about in this episode, and you can connect with us about being a guest on Listen In.